This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. In Uttarakhand, a cloudburst due to heavy rainfall in Chamoli district last night caused widespread damage in Tharali Tehsil, with debris sweeping into residential buildings, shops and government premises, including the subdivisional magistrate residence and Tehsil office. Several vehicles have also been damaged. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said the district administration, the State Disaster Response Force SDRF and police have reached the spot and are engaged in relief and rescue operations. Mr. Dhami said he is in constant contact with the local administration and closely monitoring the situation. Talking to Akashwani News, Additional District Magistrate Vivek Prakash said relief camps have been set up for the affected people.
थराली में रात में अतिवृष्ट से जो है थराली शहर हो गया, तहसील परिसर हो गया, बागवाड़ा गांव हो गया, चपड़ हो गया, आसपास के इलाकों में काफी अतिवृष्ट हुई, काफी जो नुकसान हुआ है। रात में ही हम लोगों ने मूव करा दिया था, डीआरएफ की टीम थी, एसडीआरएफ की टीम थी, डीडीआर हमारी टीम थी, मूव करा दिया था, क्योंकि रास्ता के लिए ब्लॉक हो गया है और इसलिए जो है बहुत सी दिक्कत हो रही है लोगों को। बाकी तहसील के स्टाफ जो है, प्रशासन जो है वहाँ लगा हुआ है राहत कार्य में। इसके अलावा हम लोगों ने रिलीफ कैंप बनाए हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from 29th to 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba. During Mr. Modi's visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of next month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several global leaders. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to GST were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendation to amend the definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. Speaking during an event in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said engine manufacturing is going to start in the country with the French company Safran. The minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. The second National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day commemorates the successful soft landing of the Chandrayaan 3 mission's Vikram lander and the deployment of the Pragyan rover on the moon on 23rd of August 2023.
On this day in 2023, the Chandrayaan 3 mission accomplished the safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With this, India became the fourth country to land on the moon and the first to land near the southern polar region of the moon. The soft landing was followed by a successful deployment of the Pragyan rover. The landing site was named Shiva Shakti Point. To honor this achievement, the Government of India officially declared August 23rd as National Space Day. The theme for this year celebration is Aryabhatta to Gaganyaan, Ancient Wisdom to Infinite Possibilities. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from 11th of May 2023 to 20th of January this year. In wrestling, India's Kajal Dochak won a gold medal at the Under-20 World Championships, while Shruti and Sarika grabbed bronze medals in the women's event at Samokov in Bulgaria yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.